Chapter 1. The poster on the cookery's display window had advertised the book signing for at least a month. Throngs of people were supposed to be in evidence. A temporary cook station had been assembled, and ramekins filled with diced vegetables, chopped chicken, and spices were lined up like props in a stage play. Tricia Miles forced a smile and tried not to glance at her watch. "Everything looks perfect," she said with a cheerfulness in her voice she didn't quite feel. The guest author, her sister Angelica, stood behind the cook station, head held high, although her eyes were watery and her mouth trembled ever so slightly. Next to her stood a larger-than-life-size photo cutout of herself. The real Angelica was maybe 5'6" in her stocking feet. The cutout was 6 feet tall. Dressed in dark slacks and a white blouse covered by a buff-colored full-front apron with her name emblazoned across the front, Angelica Miles, and beneath that, author of Easy Does It Cooking. Tricia tried to concentrate on the living Angelica, but her gaze kept wandering to the cutout. It wasn't a good likeness, but somehow Angelica had missed that when she'd purchased the thing as an aid for promotion. Her rather demented expression was one of perpetual surprise, either that or one of a victim of bad plastic surgery. With her fingers splayed, the cutout reminded Tricia of a bird spreading its bony wings. Yes, that was it. Angelica looked like she'd been goosed. Either that, or the photographer had coached her into an uncanny imitation of a constipated blue heron. The real Angelica spoke, her voice sounding wobbly. "Nobody's going to come. Not one person." "I'm here," said a smiling Ginny Wilson. Tricia's 20-something assistant at her mystery bookstore haven't got a clue.
"And I," said elderly Mr. Everett, Tricia's other part-time employee.
"Don't forget me,"
Franny Mae Armstrong said in her Texas twang. Angelica owned the cookery, Stoneham's cookbook store, and Franny managed it for her. Angelica also owned Booked for Lunch, a retro cafe across the street. Writing cookbooks was just another entry on her colorful resume. Unfortunately, the village of Stoneham, known locally as Booktown, was more a tourist destination not far from the New Hampshire-Massachusetts state line. Not many of the locals supported the booksellers, who'd been recruited to save what had been a dying village. And shops filled with used, rare, and antiquarian books had done it, too, as evidenced by new prosperity and a much-needed influx of tax revenue.
"Wasn't a busload of gourmands supposed to arrive for the signing?" Mr. Everett whispered to Franny.
"I got a call about an hour ago," she whispered in reply. "They canceled, but asked for a rain check. They may come up sometime in the fall."
Tricia refrained from commenting. Thanks to the internet, Angelica had cultivated a relationship with the gambling gourmets, who traveled New England throughout the summer, tasting the local cuisines. Tonight's signing was to be their first outing of the year and Angelica's launch party. She'd spent days preparing a table full of desserts, all from her newly published book, Easy Does It Cooking, which had been officially available all of 2 days. Angelica's cutout notwithstanding, Tricia had expected at least a few more warm bodies to attend the signing. Mr. Everett's bride of 8 months had come down with a cold, which explained her absence. But surely the employees at Angelica's cafe, Jake Masters the cook and Darcy Gebhard the waitress, might have made an effort to be there. And someone else was conspicuous by his absence.
"Anybody know where Bob is?" Franny asked.
Bob Kelly, owner of Kelly Real Estate and the president of the local Chamber of Commerce, had been Angelica's significant other for the past 18 months, ever since she'd come to live in Stoneham.
"I'm sure he'll have a perfectly..."